Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content and past domestic violence.
And I have a review. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this one comes from DuckMeDaddy14, and it says, woof. I love y'all's show so much. How you guys talk remind me of how me and my friends talk. The only thing that bothers me is only doing one book out of a series and not all of them. Still waiting for Death by Laura Thalassa. I definitely agree most of your opinions and catch myself now saying woof, and if he wanted to, he would. And I just have to say, we did record Death. We had some audio troubles and could not post it. You guys would not want to listen to it. I'm telling you that right now.
We did it. We finished it.
We did do it, but we could not post it. I'm so sorry.
But go read the book. It's really good.
And this week, we're telling Riley all about Madam by Sarah Kate, which is the last book in the series. We're finishing the series.
Woo! Huzzah! Wah,
wah, wah! And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
I gave it a 3. Same as the last book. I wanted new kinks. I wanted new things to happen. I thought I would like Madam Kink more. I don't. Okay. That's my opinion.
And she's sticking to it.
I would give it a 4.5.
Oh.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
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 I gave it a 4. I do wish it was a little bit different because, yeah, it's very similar to books in this series that we've covered in the past. The relationship dynamic, the kink. It wasn't unique, I don't think, which would have been cool. But, like, I liked it.
It's 7.5 years ago, and Eden is going on her first date. And guess who it's with? None other than Ronan Cade, who our last book was about.
Oh. The old man, the highest bidder.
That's right, that's right.
The old man, the dirty old man.
Sad, lonely old man.
And she's going on a date, and she's going to try to be a little sugar baby.
Do it.
She just got knocked up, and she's in a really bad situation. Ronan quickly realizes that she's pregnant, and she lied on her salacious player's quiz. And when he gets to know the real her, he does tell her, as much as he wishes that they were compatible, they're not. But he does tell her that if she does truly want to know about the lifestyle, he will tell her. And she's like, hell yeah, brother. So that's how she kind of becomes a dom. He teaches her all about the lifestyle, and 7 years later, she becomes who she is now, which is Madam Kink. Eden just got done providing aftercare for one of her subs when someone who looks like him walks by. He hasn't been here for months. When she gets a better view of the man, she realizes it wasn't him. She's relieved and disappointed that her mind is playing tricks on her. She's plagued with memories of the night she ended things with him when he told her all he wanted was her, and she wonders to this day if she made the wrong choice. She gets home and thanks her nanny Madison for watching Jack, who is now 7 years old. So she did have a little baby, and his name is Jack. Clay is getting a blowy from Jade, and he can't help but think about how much he loves her. He wears his heart on his sleeve, but that bit him in the butt with his last love, Eden.
And Clay is the guy that was bidding on Daisy in the last book, and Ronan's like, no.
That's right.
$1 million or whatever.
Yeah. Things are a little messy, though, because Jade is Clay's boss's daughter, and their love is secret right now.
Hot.
It's Jack's birthday, and he woke her up due to having a nightmare from her abusive past. She's going through her morning routine and is just thinking about life, and we find out the reason that she cut things off with Clay is because she can't stand the thought of letting someone in close enough like she did with her ex, because she's just scared of getting hurt again. So when they got to that pivotal point of her really liking him and catching feelings, she cut things off with him. She takes Jack to see a Marvel-like movie for his birthday, and Jack is in this little arcade part when Eden is getting popcorn and drinks. She gets back to Jack, and he's playing a race car game, but he's not alone. He's with Clay.
Clay?
And Eden is like frozen in place. Her two worlds are colliding. She's panicking because obviously it's like her past client who she kind of like was falling in love with and her child. And Clay had no idea that Jack even existed. Like he had no idea she even had a son.
Yeah, I had no idea either.
None of us did. Jack is just being an innocent little boy, and he's like, oh, where do you sit? Let's sit with us. And Clay's like, no, I'm waiting for my girlfriend. He didn't really see Eden yet. She's like out of his point of view. And when he said he was waiting for his girlfriend, her head snapped up and went to go look at him. And that's when he looks up and sees that it's Eden. And as their gazes collide, he's never seen her in her non-dom clothes, and he's stunned to say the least. Jade comes up and Eden takes in this beautiful woman, and it pains her that Clay's moved on. Jade isn't stupid. She knows right away that Clay and the woman had a history. So since he was acting hella weird, she decided to ask him about it. They're home now. It's later after the movie. And he shuts her down, telling her that it's complicated, but Jade truly cares for him and wants to actually communicate her needs and feelings. And that is such a slay. And I love that because usually there's like a huge communication trope in books, but not with Jade.
I would have been like, who the fuck was that?
So Clay's like, fuck it. I'll tell you. I paid her to dominate me. And she's like, huh?
Oh, he really went for it. I was expecting him to be like, oh, we just dated a little. Nothing serious.
No. No, they're honest with each other.
He says, I paid her to fuck me.
He gives her the whole rundown of the dynamic between the two of them and told her, in the end, he just wanted more and realized that he was paying a woman to give him the attention that he wished someone had given him for free. And that sentence, like, really hurt my little empath heart. I was like, this poor man.
He's fine.
He's fine.
Shelby's like, shut up.
Oh, he's a man. He's fine.
Toughen up, soldier.
Man up.
All the men listening are probably like, fine, it's fine.
I'm really on a man-hating kick right now, so no sympathy.
Jade's feeling all sorts of insecure now because she doesn't know if she can give Clay what he needs. How is she to compete with the most beautiful woman she's ever seen? And also, here's a fun fact. Eden is not employed through Salacious. So I feel like this whole time, at least for me, I thought that Eden worked for Salacious Players Club.
Yeah, I thought so too.
She's like a freelancer.
Yeah.
Oh, go girl. But
yeah, they let her work out of a room there.
Oh, nice.
Because she's so high profile, she brings in clientele to Salacious Players, but those are her own clients.
She's a boss bitch, a boss girl.
And also, she's very, obviously, very private. No one in Salacious Players knows that she has a son except for Ronan. And Emerson is trying hella hard to get Eden to run the club with them. He would hire her as a club director. She wouldn't have to work as much as she does and would make a significant more, but the only thing holding her back would be that this means more time away from Jack. She has a new client appointment, and it's none other than Jade.
Jade?
Yeah, which is Clay's girlfriend. So Jade went online and she's like, book appointment. I want to talk to Eden.
Oh, okay.
She's got balls.
That's one way to like hurt your feelings some more.
Eden knows that she needs to tell her to go, but again, she's at a crossroads. So instead, she instructs her to take a seat. They do a little consultation and Eden's like, so let me get this straight. He doesn't know you're here. You want me to teach you how to dominate when I don't even offer those kinds of services? And you want me to show you what Clay likes in the bedroom, which is breaking a client's trust that we built? No, this is all just a hard no for me.
Stand your ground.
Jade tries reasoning with her, telling her that she was once a woman who wanted to learn, and Eden was like, yes, but I never did it just to please a man. Which, honestly, good for you, girl.
Yeah.
That's a burn.
She's not wrong, though. All day, Eden can't get the thought of the encounter with Jade out of her mind, and her mind just starts wandering to Clay and how he was such a good sub to her. And Clay can't seem to get Eden from his mind as well. He thinks about the first time that he let her be his dom.
Is something funny? She replies seriously, stepping closer. This is not the same woman I just flirted with at the bar. As soon as we walked into this place, everything changed. I can't quite tell yet if I love it or hate it. No, madam, I say, tugging my bottom lip between my teeth to keep from smiling. Then why are you laughing? She asks, looking disappointed. That's disrespectful. Are you being disrespectful? No, madam, I repeat, my smile fading. Her eyes narrow as she scrutinizes me. Should I punish you? Something flutters low in my groin at the idea of punishment. My eyes instantly track to the crop in her hand, and I imagine what it might feel like to have it slapped across my back. I could take it, but do I want to? My dick doesn't seem to hate the idea. That's new.
We find out that he only paid Madame King for 3 months to be his dom. Then he stopped paying, but kept seeing her.
Oh.
And then his mind keeps wandering to more flashbacks.
Here's the deal, pet. You do as I say and I'll reward you. Maybe I'll wrap my lips around your cock. Maybe I'll let you bury your face between my legs. Either way, you get what you want by pleasing me. Her riding crop touches my chin as she guides my face upward. And you want to please me, don't you? Her voice is gentle and seductive. Yes, madam, I stutter.
She tells him to be a good boy and kiss her shoes. And he's like, excuse me?
Then she whispers, I want you to worship me, pet. It's so simple, but you can't do it, can you? And I thought you were such a good boy.
He reluctantly kisses her boot, and it weirdly annoys him, but also really turns him on. He's forced back to the present, and he feels betrayed that he didn't even know she had a son for the 8 months that they were together. Did he mean that little to her? He's thrown into another flashback.
You really are perfect. I want to make you do so many things, pet. Would you like that? Yes, madam. My voice is strained as I try to focus on the pleasure of her touch. Would you like to come? A whimper escapes my lips and it's humiliating. Yes, madam, I reply.
What a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Just as he was about to bust a nut, she tugs down on my sack and releases her hand. I let out a gasp and stare down at her in disbelief. Do not come, she commands in a cool, ruthless tone. What the fuck? She leans back and stares at me without pity. I'm out of breath and in shock as I wait for her to speak. Then she whispers, good boy, and something inside me changes. I like the way you obey me, pet. And just like that, I want something far more than an orgasm. She just grabs his balls and yoink.
She begins stroking him harder and faster, and the next thing he knows, he's blowing a load all over her.
Well, aren't you going to clean this up? I look around the room, wondering what I'm supposed to use, and when my eyes cast downward to her face, I know. Something makes me hesitate, shame or embarrassment, but then I remember it's just her and me, and she doesn't judge me here. She's literally telling me to do it. From that moment, I realize how free I am in this room. Slowly, I drop to my knees and gaze up at the spots on her chest. Then I do something I've never done before. I draw my tongue along the surface of her chest, licking up the salty mess I left behind. And it's not terrible. In fact, I almost like it. And I don't know if it's the taste, how dirty it is, or if it's just the act of pleasing her. When I look up into her eyes, she's wearing an expression resembling pride. Then she winds her fingers in my hair and smiles. Good boy. And just like that, those two words become my undoing. Oh, he licked up his own juices.
He says, salty. He's back in the present. He feels like an addict. He knows better than to do this, but he can't help himself. He sends her a text saying, I always trusted you and I always obeyed. So now tell me to stay gone and I will. And it's been like 6 months since they've had any contact.
And he's still with Jade?
Yeah.
They're both secretly talking to her.
Oh my gosh. But client privilege. She cannot divulge.
She cannot.
Eden wakes up to the text message and knows that she should tell Clay to stay away, but she can't. She's at the bus stop with Jack, and he brought up the arcade man, who's Clay, and asked, since he knew Eden, if that was her boyfriend, and how his friend's mom has a boyfriend, and how he takes him to baseball practice, and it's quite clear that Jack is wanting some type of father figure in his life, and Eden is aware, but is in very much denial. She's like, he's never needed anyone else besides me. Eden is trying to stay busy and to not answer Clay's text, but tried and failed, and next thing she knows, she's calling him. The call was the most unproductive thing ever. Clay basically, even though he's with Jade, says he can't get over Eden, and he's basically begging her to command him to stay gone forever, and Eden can't and won't, so she just hangs up. Jade is moping over yesterday when she gets a call, and it's surprisingly Eden. She apologizes for turning her away from the lifestyle, and if she ever made her feel ashamed, and Jade's like, apology accepted. Thanks, so you agree that you'll teach me? Eden's like, that's not what I said, but okay, I'll teach you. And they agree to meet up tonight. And this is still all behind Clay's back.
Client privilege.
Clay gets to her house, and once they both assure each other that everything is okay, Jade decides to try to prep for tonight.
Be a good boy and lie down so I can ride your face until I come. My voice is raspy and deeper than normal as I mumble the words against his ear. He immediately freezes, his hand stopping on my thigh, and I swear I can feel his dick twitch against my leg. Then he lifts up and stares into my eyes. Jesus Christ, Jade, that was so fucking hot.
Okay, and she's never done that before, and then she just says it.
You've been talking to Eden.
How do you know how to talk like that? How do you know I like that?
He's eating her out, and her orgasm is building up. She closes her eyes, letting her mind wander.
Then suddenly, I'm picturing her, which is unexpected. Madam in black leather, long black hair, and breasts spilling from the top of her bra. I can practically hear her voice, sultry and commanding. She's talking me through it, telling me how good I'm doing, telling me how hot I look, telling me how dirty I am. Then, in my mind, she tells me to come, and I do.
How awkward to be, like, fantasizing about your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend while he's eating you out.
Yeah, I just feel like this would be so, such a mind fuck.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so awkward. It's crazy. Yeah, gross. It's not just, like, what my dreams are made of. God, I don't want that. Disgusting. Jade shows up for her first lesson with Eden, and that first lesson is to unlearn everything she knows about sexuality and shame. She decides to take her for a walk through the club, and the first place that they stop is the voyeurism room. Mia is on stage giving everyone a little show, and Jade is gagged. She's never seen this in person ever, and she's like, that woman's just showing her pussy? Like, what?
I know, I wouldn't be able to look away.
She wasn't. She's just, like, hot and bothered, and Eden is, like, pushed up against her back, and the heat of Eden and she's just, whew, her pussy is wet. She's hella soaked. It's their fourth session, and they're in a shibari class, and Jade's not really getting it, so Eden's like, here, try this on me. Eden is really warming up to Jade. She likes her a lot more than she should, and is really looking forward to their lessons, which is concerning to her. And there is definitely tension between them. Like, they both have sexual chemistry, and she's like, oh my god, I'm feeling things that I shouldn't.
What a predicament.
They're in a little pickle.
They are.
Eden even thought to herself that maybe she would even consider giving up control, like letting Jade dominate her, which has never been a thing. Like, she's Madame Kink. She's a dominatrix. She's never thought about submitting to someone. But for Jade, she'll think about it.
Mm.
It's later, and since Jack knows that Eden and Clay know each other, he won't stop asking about him. And she kind of snapped on Jack when he asked if they could go back to the arcade, and she felt bad, so she texted Clay and was like, hey, do you mind, like, maybe coming to the arcade and playing with my kid, because he won't stop asking about you. Clay's in La La Land daydreaming about when him and Eden were both masturbating in front of each other, when Jade comes in and suggests the same thing, because last lesson, Eden was like, yeah, try this with Clay, see if he'll like it. And he was like literally like at his office thinking about it. And Jade's like, oh, we should try this. And he was like, how did you know I was thinking about that?
Weird.
She climbs on his desk and flicks the bean while he beats the meat. And then they go grab some lunch.
Beautiful description.
Thank you. It's 10 minutes past 7 and Eden didn't think Clay was going to show up. But when he does, Jack is elated. Eden tries thanking him, but he coolly shuts her down, telling her that he didn't do this for her. Jack is a cool kid and he wishes that he knew about him sooner. Throughout dinner, Eden knows that she's fucked. Jack is already attached to Clay, and the way that they instantly connected is filling a hole that desperately was missing in Jack's life. Jack asks Clay if he could come to his next baseball game, and Eden's like, oh, he's probably really busy. And Clay's like, no problem, buddy, I'll be there.
She's like, no, my kid, he loves you.
That would be so hard. Also,
yeah,
now do you have a kid involved? As they're saying goodbyes, Clay reminds her that he is with Jade and he's not going to betray her trust, even for her. Jade and Eden meet, and her homework for this week is to take the quiz on the Salacious Players app. As Eden left for her next appointment, Jade stayed in the club to do her quiz. In the end, her results concluded that she was a switch. So like a dom and a sub, depending on who she was with and what she was feeling. Jade didn't want to leave the club right away, and her curiosity wandered. And she was walking around until she ended up in the voyeur hall. In one of the voyeur rooms is Eden, and she's edging the woman while the man is sitting in the chair watching. And Jade is hella hot and bothered by the whole scene. She's aroused and jealous and has a lot of feelings about it. She's basically pressed up against the voyeur window, watching Eden, and Eden's head snaps up and like locks eyes with Jade, and the whole time Jade thought that it was like a one-way window, so she like screamed and ran away when she realized that Eden could see her.
Oh my god.
After the scene, Eden called her and was like, girl, are you okay? You just ran off. And Jade loses it. She's projecting hella hard onto Eden, and Eden is like, are you lashing out at me because you're upset, or is it because you want me? And Jade tells her that she's right and that she needs to stop seeing her. After she hangs up, Jade realizes that she wants Eden back and that she didn't want to discontinue seeing Eden. In fact, it's the opposite. She wants Eden in the bedroom with her and Clay. Even though she said no when she asked, maybe she'll say yes if she can convince Clay to ask her.
We have a Clay flashback of him being at Salacious and seeing Eden with another man, and he gets insanely jealous. When she brings him to her room to show him what a good boy she thinks he is, he uses his safe word immediately and tells her he doesn't want to feel this if she doesn't feel it back for him. And she's like, you are mine. And he's like, yeah, well, who else is yours?
Oh.
Her silence is answer enough for him. She tells him it doesn't matter who else is hers when they're in this room together, because right now this is all that matters, and he grabs her face, kissing her. And this is their first kiss. Because everything that they did, they never kissed. Crossing a line. We're in the present, and he's running on his treadmill talking to his mom on the phone when Jade starts pounding on his front door. He's freaking out, thinking she knows about him meeting up with Eden and Jack. But when he opens the door, she lunges into his arms for a hug, and now he's super confused. She tells him that she missed him and thinks they should tell her dad about their relationship. And now he's like, what happened to cause all of this? And she gets defensive and is like, nothing happened. You fucking liar.
Yeah, both of you.
He gets aggravated by her response
response, and she caves and is like, fine, it's about Eden. Do you want her more than me? She starts to cry, talking about how she's nothing like Eden, and maybe he still has feelings for her, but he lies and says there were never any feelings involved. He was just a client. When she calms down, she tells him about the kink quiz and shows him how she got classified as a switch. He immediately thinks back to when Eden made him take the quiz, and his first kink was submissive, but his second runner-up was switch. She tells him that means they're compatible. She can be what he needs, but maybe they just need someone to teach her how. He instantly knows who she's suggesting, and he knows if they go down that road, there will be no coming back from it. We get Eden's flashback of what happened after her and Clay's first kiss. The kiss was passionate and feral, and it turned into her telling him to fuck her. He went down on her, and she reciprocated before they started fucking without a condom, which is not something she's ever let a client do before.
Oh my goodness.
Once they both finish, she knows that this is becoming more than just a professional relationship. She's catching feelings. We're in the present day, and Eden is sitting at the bar at Salacious when Charlie comes up to her on behalf of Emerson to try and sweet-talk her into taking the job, telling her how strong and inspiring she is, and how she should have been running this place all along. She tells Eden that Emerson created a position especially for her and refuses to hire anyone else, so Eden caves and tells Charlie she'll think about it. Before she leaves, she tells Eden there's a friend downstairs looking for her. Eden doesn't know if it's Clay or Jade, and she's nervous as hell, but when she walks downstairs, she sees Clay looking all dapper as hell in a suit, and he tells her he came here to talk to her. And she's like, okay, fine, and goes to lead him to a room, but he tells her he has a girlfriend now and can't go to a room with her. So she's like, fine, we'll talk right here then, I guess. He tells her that she owes him, and she's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
He tells her she broke his heart and then refused to stay gone, and then had the nerve to ask him to do her a favor with the Jack thing. And she's like, okay, fine, what do you need? And he says, my girlfriend, she wants to watch us.
Like, watch him and Eden?
Yep.
Yeah, and Eden's just like, I'm sorry, what? Because, like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And he still doesn't know that they've been seeing each other, Jade and Eden.
And they've been seeing each other for, like, weeks.
Uh-huh.
But also, Jade felt comfortable asking because she's still under the pretense that Eden and Clay just had a strictly dom and sub relationship.
Uh-huh.
He's still a little messy.
That is messy.
Eden's the only one who knows both sides of the story here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
He tells her not for sex, just the dom sub stuff. Eden asks if Jade is here right now, and Clay says no, and he really doesn't like the idea of her coming to a place like this. But little does he know. She's been coming here for weeks.
She's been there, baby.
When Eden gets on him about being judgy, he's like, it's not that. It's just that this is our place.
Yeah.
Clay.
He said, this is where we made love.
She's like, I could fuck your girlfriend if I wanted to. Shut up.
Yeah. She's like, I almost did, bitch.
There's a little push and pull, and Clay is like, I guess at the end of the day, if Jade is involved, it wouldn't really matter if they played here, and asks her again to do this for him. She tells him she doesn't think this is a good idea, and he keeps on pushing the issue until she's like, fine, one time, tomorrow, and after that, no more. He reminds her that Jack's baseball game is tomorrow morning, too, and she's like, okay, fine, see you tomorrow morning. So, like, what a weird day they have planned
together.
Very
awkward. Baseball at 10, having sex in the afternoon with your girlfriend at 11.
The next morning, they're sitting together watching Jack at his baseball game, and they're kind of acting like they aren't about to do what they're about to do later on today. Clay brings up Jack's dad and asks where he is, and Eden is like, he's dead, not that it's any of your business. And Clay's like, if I'm going to be part of Jack's life, doesn't that make it my business? Which, like, yeah, kind of. You should know if some random dude's going to come up and beat your ass randomly.
Yeah. True.
Eden is feeling gross about his line of questioning and tries to shut it down, but the game ends, and Jack comes running up to Clay, and it's the first time he ever ran to anyone other than his mom.
Damn, what a mess.
I know. She doesn't hate it as much as she thought she would. She thought she would be heartbroken, but it, like, warmed her cold little heart up a little bit. Jack asks if Clay wants to come with them to get cheeseburgers, and Clay's like, I can't. I have to meet up with my girlfriend. And Jack's like, oh, well, does your girlfriend like cheeseburgers? Clay makes eye contact with Eden, who nods, and then he looks at Jack and tells him that Jade loves cheeseburgers. So now the four of them are all going out for lunch together.
They're like a little poly couple.
Yeah. But nobody knows that everyone wants to fuck each other.
Yeah.
And then Jack's just like, this is sick.
I feel like it's just gonna blow up.
Clay doesn't realize that they already know each other, so he introduces Jade and Eden to each other. And they're just like, nice to meet you. They're all vibing, and then Jack and Clay get up to go order food, and Eden takes the opportunity to apologize to Jade, who is like, it's fine, and thank you for apologizing. They chit-chat, and Jade tells Eden how much different she looks outside the club, like, good different. And Eden's like, you look good too. And there's some sexually charged tension between the two of them.
Fuck each other.
Do it.
Scissor right here. At the burger joint. When lunch is over, Eden takes Jack home and Jade goes with Clay to his apartment to go over what's about to go down tonight. He has her fill out the form about her limitations and what she absolutely refuses to do. So the same form that's been in every one of the other books. As she looks it over, she decides to let her reservations go and marks a bunch of stuff as yes. Clay looks the list over and is shocked to see that she marked down that she'd be turned on seeing him have sex with another woman. And she's like, not just any woman. So like, she wants to watch Clay and Eden fuck. He picks her up and tells her she's a kinky little minx and she's the only one he wants to fuck. And then he fucks her right on top of the list.
Hot.
These books are how I know I'm vanilla.
What?
Because you're like, ugh.
I'm like, oh no, I could never. What do you mean?
I'm never going to watch my man fuck someone else.
Oh,
no.
Silly.
Jenna's like, yeah, never. Crazy.
I'd rather get hit by a car.
That night, they get to the club and Eden goes over the list and the safe words with them. She tells Jade that she is simply to watch unless instructed otherwise and tells Clay to undress. He does, and Jade is surprisingly captivated watching all of this go down and admires how sexy Madame Kink looks in her element.
What I wouldn't give to press my body to hers, feel her breast against mine. I imagine myself running my tongue up her neck and across her cleavage. I wonder what sound she makes when she comes or how her tongue would feel with mine. I suddenly find myself crossing my legs, unable to take my eyes off her as she stares at him. I've never felt this way about a woman before. It feels so right. You're coming into yourself, you little butterfly.
Metamorphosis. Yeah. Eden busts out the riding crop and commands Clay to get on his knees and eyes on the floor. She then snaps at him to crawl to her on all fours, which he does, and then she has him kiss her stilettos. She grabs his hair and tells Jade that Clay loves coming into this room feeling like a filthy, dirty dog and then proving what a good pet he can be. I feel like if I was watching this, I would grab Madame Kink by the hair and throw her on the ground.
Yeah.
Then Eden has Clay get on a large wooden X and tells Jade to help her restrain him. She starts to flog him over and over again as he thanks her. And Eden tells Jade to come over and feel how much Clay is enjoying this, referring to his bony.
Oh. Look at his penis. It's erect. When I glance down, looking between Clay's body and the wooden cross, I see her hand outstretched for me. So I slowly put my hand in hers and she brings it to his body, pressing my palm against the rigid length of his cock, taking up the front of his underwear. He lets out a desperate moan when both our hands gently wrap around his erection. My breath hitches as I slide my fingers around him. Hers settled above mine, so we're both holding his dick at the same time. When I feel her squeeze, I do the same. He moans again, pitching his hips forward to seek out the pressure from our hands. As I lift my gaze from his groin to his face, I'm overcome with so much arousal, I have to squeeze my thighs together for an ounce of relief. Then my eyes find hers. We're staring at each other behind his back while our hands are wrapped around his cock.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Jade is loving this, and Eden asks her if she thinks Clay has been good enough to come.
Yes, I reply before licking my lips. I feel like the answer to just about any question right now would be yes. Do I think he deserves to come? Yes. Do I think I deserve to come? Yes. Do I think we should all just get naked and make each other come all night? Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, you crazy girl.
Eden asks how Jade thinks Clay should come, and she hesitates, but then she says she wants to watch Eden make Clay finish. Clay is shocked, wondering what the fuck is about to happen, because Jade doesn't realize there's an actual history between him and Eden. She asks Clay for a color, and he says green, so she tells Jade to unfasten Clay from the X. Eden tells him to get on the bed and lay down on his back. He does, and she cuffs his arms to the headboard. Eden commands Clay to look at Jade while this happens and not to look away. He doesn't get to come until Jade tells him he can. Now Clay is really confused because he cares about both of these women so much. And then Eden starts to suck his dick, and Clay is looking at Jade, silently begging her to let him come. But Jade isn't even looking at him. She's staring at Eden.
Huh? He's like, please let me come.
He's like, look at me.
And she's just looking at Eden like, wow.
What an angel. Second
stick. Eden pops her mouth off my cock, sending shivers down my spine as I gasp for air. When she looks at Jade, there's a look of astonishment on her face. You really want to torture him, don't you? I don't think your pet is going to last much longer. I'm not ready for it to be over, she says with a mischievous grin. The expression on Eden's face looks downright evil. Well, if you want to torture him some more, then get over here and help me.
Let's suck his dick together.
Do it.
Girl, you get power. The balls, I get the dick.
As soon as Jade comes over and starts to suck him off, he's begging to come. She tortures him for a few minutes and then gives him permission, but Eden says he has to come on his own chest so he can feel as filthy as he is. He comes almost instantly, and then they're on to aftercare. Eden cancels the rest of her appointments after this and heads home to find that Jack is sick with a fever. She cuddles him all night and fights with him the next morning to take his medicine, finally just barely getting him to do it after bribing him with a popsicle. Clay calls her to check in on her and make sure she's okay after last night, and she gets snappy with him because of all the stress and tells him she's sorry, it's just that Jack is sick and she's having to fight him to take his medicine. So Clay's like, let me talk to him.
Put me on the phone. I'm his new daddy.
Eden's like, okay, and hands the phone to Jack. After a few minutes on the phone, Jack hangs up and is like, Clay's coming over.
Oh.
Clay goes to the grocery store and grabs some more popsicles and medicine. While he's driving to Eden's, Jade calls him and is like, hey, what are you doing today? He doesn't want to lie, so he doesn't, and tells her Jack is sick, so he's bringing some stuff to Eden's. Jade gets quiet and tells Clay she's jealous, but she trusts him. And if he's gonna cheat on her, at least let her watch.
Okay. I feel like you're gonna get your feelings hurt.
Clay laughs and is like, what the actual fuck? And she says she knows Eden said it was a one-time thing, but asks Clay to ask Eden if she'd want a repeat of last night. He gets to Eden's and hangs with Jack while she gets a nap in, and when she wakes up, Jack is snoozing on the couch, and Clay tells her he wishes he got to know her like this back then. Maybe things would have ended up differently, and she's like, you were everything to me back then. They share some loaded eye contact, and he says, don't tell me that now that I can't have you. And she tells him he'll always have her, and he's like, fuck, say that again. So she does. And he's like, but I also have Jade. Then he leans in close to her and whispers in her ear that Jade wants to have her too, the same way Clay does. Then he tells her about what Jade told him on the phone, and Eden is like, no, that was a one-time thing. It starts feeling really steamy between the two of them, and Clay says he wants to kiss her, and she says she can't do that. So he's like, okay, then have both of us. And Eden is like, okay, fine.
Okay, twist my arm.
You really don't have to argue with her.
No.
Just ask her three times, she'll do it.
Yeah. Honestly.
They wind up making out anyway. It starts turning into a frantic dry humping session, but Clay pulls away and Eden asks if he's gonna tell Jade, and he says yes, he has to. Then he's like, okay, I'm gonna leave before we do something that will be way harder to explain to her. They agree on the three of them meeting the next night at his apartment for round two. While all of this is going on, Jade is on a boat hanging out with her dad, and she's thinking about spilling the beans about her relationship with Clay when her dad starts saying he doesn't want her involved with some charmer like Clay because he'll just dazzle her and make her do stuff she'll regret. And she's like, oh my god, dad, there's nothing going on between me and Clay.
Oh, well, lost your chance to say that.
Yeah. When she meets up with Clay later that day, he tells her what happened with the kiss at Eden's. She doesn't feel jealous at all and just asks if he recorded it. And he's like, just picks her, it didn't happen.
Honestly, what the fuck?
He tells her Eden agreed to meet up tomorrow, and she tells him that she wants to do more than what they did last night. The next night, Eden shows up to Clay's, not knowing what persona she's supposed to be using tonight. Is she Eden or is she Madam Kink? She's hella nervous and is wondering how this could possibly end well. Jade and Clay greet her and get her a drink, both clearly very excited.
Jade is like bouncing up and down like, I can't wait to fuck you.
And Eden's like, goodness.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like Clay, if I was Clay too, I'd be like, let's come over you. What's going on?
Jade, who are you? Fuck down.
Yeah. Who are you?
Jade tells Eden how stoked she is, and Eden tells her she's never done this before, coming into someone's home and relationship and feeling like she's a third in their partnership because this feels like something more than just a threesome. And Jade is like, because this is different. Eden asks if they want to go over protocols, and Jade tells her, no, tonight is just about having fun. Eden asks her if she's ever been with a woman before, and Jade tells her she's kissed a few friends back in college, but that's about it. She tells Eden she doesn't just want to experiment because the only woman she wants is her, and then they start making out. It's steamy and passionate, and Clay is just sitting in a chair watching all of this happen. Just in his little cuck chair. Yeah. Jade asks if he wants to join them, and he says, hell yeah, and he stands up, clearly sporting a big ol' erection. He tells them they should take this to the bedroom, so they do, and they all strip.
You don't mind if I eat your girlfriend's pussy, do you? I whisper quietly with a wicked smile. He wraps a hand around the back of my neck, and I let out another whimper. Then he drags my face closer, pressing his lips to my ear. She could be your girlfriend too, you know. My body grows instantly hot with anxiety when he says those words. I can't have a girlfriend, not really, or a boyfriend, or anything. He must notice my panic because he quickly distracts me. Look at how much she wants you, he says, purring in my ear. Then before I can respond, he shoves me forward, bending me at the hips until my head is between his girlfriend's legs. I stare up at her through hooded lashes and spot an expression of excitement, so I don't keep her waiting. I quiet every doubt in my head and drag my tongue across her warm, wet cunt.
As Eden is chowing down on Jade, she feels Clay spread her cheeks and start to eat her out while she goes down on his girlfriend. Clay starts finger blasting Eden, and Eden starts finger blasting Jade, and it's a whole human centipede situation.
I love it.
Oh, it is.
It's so beautiful.
It is. She's so tight and tense, I can feel the walls of her pussy clenching around me. I know it's going to be so good when she finally comes, and I can't wait to hear the sound she makes. Her grasp on my scalp tightens, but the sting of it only draws me closer to my own orgasm. Clay is rough with me now because he knows how much I love it. His fingers fuck me harder and harder until my body is pulsing with pleasure. I groan so loud against Jade's sensitive center, it brings her coursing to her own climax. My suction gets even stronger as I come. Her body goes rigid as she's thrown into pleasure so intense she's practically screaming. She is shaking and trembling, and I can feel it coming even before she does. Just as I pull my mouth from her throbbing center, I'm met with her wet, pulsing arousal, soaking my hand and landing against my chest.
Jade is shocked because she didn't even know she was a squirter, and she's so embarrassed. But Clay is like, that was the hottest thing I've ever seen. Clay and Eden pull Jade up and both start kissing all over her neck until she stops feeling so self-conscious about her waterworks.
Her waterworks.
Eden and Clay start to kiss with Jade in the middle, and she tells them that she wants to watch them fuck. She starts to act all dominant and grabs Eden, kissing her hard.
Right as cock, Jade mutters against her lips. I expect Eden to hesitate, but she doesn't. Yes, mistress, she replies with a wink.
The roles reversed.
Eden climbs onto Clay and lines herself up, but Jade is like, wait, I want to feel it go in. And then she grabs Clay's dick and holds it as she slides it into Eden. Jade starts rubbing Eden's clit as Eden rides Clay, and he has to tell them to slow down because he doesn't want to come just yet.
Fuck, I say breathlessly as I watch her get closer and closer to her own orgasm. Come on my cock, Eden. Jade's fingers move faster, her lips trailing along Eden's shoulder and up her neck until she's nibbling on her ear. Eden whimpers, and I can tell by the pained expression on her face that she's about to come. Come on, baby, you're almost there. Use me. Just like that, I say. Her hips are grinding so hard now in a quick, rolling rhythm. She's fucking herself so hard on my cock that I lose control and slam headfirst into pleasure. Grabbing tightly to her hips, I thrust upward with a roar as I come, filling her up. Her pussy tightens around my dick and her fingernails dig deeper into my flesh. I'm coming, she screams. Oh my god, yes, Jade says with a hum as she strokes Eden through her orgasm.
Oh my god, yes, come. Come, girl.
Oh my god, yes.
They all sit up panting and Jade stares at Clay's cum dripping out of Eden, commenting on how hot it is. They all cuddle to fall asleep together, and Clay is thinking to himself that maybe the three of them could all work together for real. Jade goes to work the next day and is thinking about telling her dad about Clay, finally. And while she's at it, she might as well tell him about Eden as well, because she wants a relationship with both of them. Oh my god, imagine having that conversation with your dad. No.
Dad, I am now a part of a polycule.
That night, Eden is at Salacious watching the auction, and Ronan comes up asking her what's been going on with her lately. So she confesses that she's seeing Clay again, and his girlfriend. It seems like it's getting kind of serious. The next afternoon, Jade and Eden go shopping for Jade's new dominatrix wardrobe. They have a sensual little moment getting Jade undressed in the dressing room, and Eden confesses to her that both her dad and ex-husband were abusive to her, and Jade thanks her for trusting her with her trauma. They start to make out, and Eden starts to finger her, but stops, telling Jade to pull out her phone so they can record this for Clay. They record it, and Jade is instantly about to finish. As Jade starts to come, they hear someone clear their throat outside the dressing room, and they're like, oop, we should get out of here.
Tee-hee. How awkward for everyone in that dressing room.
Yeah, they're like, please stop.
Please.
They go to another shop to buy more stuff, and Eden asks her to go to Salacious with her tonight. She can practice doling out punishments on her. Jade texts Clay to let him know where she'll be, and he asks if he can come watch, but Eden says no, it'll distract Jade. They pick out some outfits that make Jade feel sexy and share a few smooches, excited for their night together.
Later that night, as Eden waits for Jade at the bar, Mia approaches her, telling her that she might want to go check the Voyeur Hall.
Oh.
Eden takes off running, and then she sees a crowd. She stops, and she's in shock. Jade is in there, about to do her little voyeur show, and Eden is fucking pissed that all these people are watching her. And she doesn't get jealous.
Eden.
She unlocks the door to drag Jade out, but Jade says, no, you're not my dom.
Got a point.
Oh,
you were calling me mistress last night.
Yeah.
Eden shoves Jade against the wall, but Jade's not done yet. She pushes Eden onto the bed and puts her arms over her head, telling Eden that she's hers, and then she kisses Eden. Eden and her have like some weird power fight for control when Eden finally gets Jade down on the bed, ass up, and says, you want to give him a show? We'll give him a show. And then spanks Jade.
Let them see how needy you are. Let them watch me fuck you until you beg me for mercy. She groans into the mattress, lifting up. I stare down at her perfect little ass. Then I tug on the string of her thong, pulling it to the side to reveal her moist cunt. Moist.
Moist.
Not the moist cunt.
What a word.
Eden starts to finger her for a minute until Jade again takes control and ends up on top of Eden, pulling her leather pants down. And then Jade's done something she's never done before. She eats Eden out until Eden comes.
Wow.
What an accomplishment, because I feel like if I just randomly tried to eat a vagina, it would be awkward for everyone involved.
Yeah, because yeah. How do you do it?
I just don't think I could make a girl finish. I feel like it's all so complicated. There's so much you have to do.
Yeah.
After Eden finishes, she goes to grab a vibrator to start using on Jade. They do a little scissor action, and Eden tells her to not show off what's hers again without permission. As soon as they both come, Jade goes to admit her feelings to Eden, but Eden cuts her off, telling her they should go. Jade stops her, saying she thinks that she loves Eden, but all Eden says is that they need to go somewhere else to talk about this. They start to get into a little fight when someone knocks on the door, and as soon as they open it, Clay is there reaching for both of them, telling them that they need to go talk now.
Yeah, you guys all need to have a chat.
Clay brings both of the women to a lookout point that he loves. He admits he saw the entire foyer room scene that they had, but they have other things that they really need to talk about. Eden apologizes and is finally ready to open up, but only to them, and no one else is allowed to know, like, her past. She explains how her life was before she came Eden St. Clair, and we end up learning from this that's not even her birth name. They tell her thank you for opening up and that they love her, and they should all go do something fun tomorrow with Jack to take their minds off of everything. They end up going to an amusement park, and after a really fun day at the park, they arrive back at Eden's house. Clay tucks a sleeping Jack into bed and kisses him on the forehead while Eden watches, and she's like, I love him. That was cute.
I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
As Clay and Jade go to leave for the night, Eden tells them that they can try to work into being a relationship, but only with Jack's approval, so she needs to talk to him first.
I'm sorry, what? Fucking weird conversation to have with your 7-year-old.
Hey, would you be okay if mommy had a boyfriend?
And a girlfriend.
You want 2 mommies and a daddy?
I mean, I guess. We're not here to judge people.
But confusing.
Eden knows that she needs to consult someone with experience about this, so the next day at the club, she seeks out Hunter and Drake. She tells them that she has questions about their relationship, and they kind of tell her, like, make time. time for just like individual things, make time for be all three of you as a couple. And she feels a bit better after talking about them until Garrett walks in and asks Eden if she's checking out her new office. She does not confirm or deny that she's taking the job, but she says that she would not be good at a desk job anyways. And now the guys are like, so you're gonna take it, right?
You say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They decide without a definite yes that the 3-year anniversary party is also going to be Eden's promotion party. Of course, as they're talking about this, Emerson walks in and is like, oh, you're taking the job. And she's like, yeah, yep.
She's kind of forced to.
Yeah, a little bit. Before she gets too excited, she knows that she needs to tell them that she has a kid, but she's not going to do it today. Because remember, nobody knows.
Why would she have to tell them?
She feels like she has to if she's going to be an actual coworker and own part of the club now. Which, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Later that night, Clay and Jade are at the club as she tells them the good news about her taking the job. They're very happy for her, and she tells them that she wants part of the celebration to be her watching Jade and Clay tonight. And she's even bought toys to add to the mix.
When she turns around, I recognize them immediately. Well, I recognize one of them. It's a sleek black silicone plug with a round part at the end. I know exactly how it feels rubbing against my prostate, especially when she turns it on using the remote she's holding.
Eden tells them that the plug is for Clay to wear while she controls the remote, and then the U-shaped silicone toy will be for Eden to wear while Jade controls that remote. Clay kisses Eden while Jade undresses herself and then undresses Eden. When she's done, Eden tells Clay he's first, so he undresses and has Jade grab the lube from the drawer. When they're on the bed, Eden and Jade kiss, and then Eden squirts lube on her fingers.
Sitting on her knees between my legs, she uncaps the bottle and squirts a fair amount of gel on her fingers. Then she grabs one of my legs and lifts it, giving her room to smear the lubricant around my tight hole. I hiss, throwing my head back.
Once Eden has the plug in place, Jade tells her it's her turn and then lays Eden down to place her toy. She gets the toy into Eden and grabs a remote, hitting a button, but she doesn't know that it's Clay's remote, so it turns his on immediately, and she's like, oops, that's yours, and then turns it off. Eden goes to sit in the chair in the corner of the room with Clay's remote and watches as Jade gives Clay a blowjob. He can't take it anymore and then grabs Jade, driving into her.
I want her to feel this too, baby. Let her feel it, I say, grabbing Jade's hips and thrusting hard again. In her hand, Jade squeezes the remote. At that exact moment, Eden throws her head back on a cry. Her fingers are clutched around the arms of the chair as she slowly slides to the edge of her seat. Her legs are open, so we can see the purple vibrator as it pulses against her clit. I know what's coming. A moment later, I feel my own vibrations. It makes me fuck Jade even harder.
Wow. What a party.
They all come, and all Clay can think about is how he does not deserve to be this happy with both of these women. Eden wakes up from a dream of when Clay walked out all those months ago. She knows this time is different, but something feels off and she can't place it. She doesn't respond to the group chat that they have going on because she needs to clear her mind, so she takes Jack outside for a little bit. They wind up at the boat docks where she runs into Will, Jade's dad. He offers for her to come out on the boat with him and Jade sometime, and she says that she would love that. Clay might even love that more, especially if they take her son Jack. He asks if they're dating, and she's like, who, me and Jade? And he's like, no, you and Clay.
Oh.
She's like, no.
Awkward.
And then her dad's like, you know what? That's none of my business. I hope to see you soon. And now she's panicking because she knows that Jade's dad has no idea about Jade and Clay. So she's like, why the fuck are you guys lying about that?
Oh my God. You guys all need to communicate.
Yeah.
Tell everyone the secrets that you are sharing.
She starts questioning everything because she can't believe Clay would sleep with his employer's daughter in secret because it doesn't match the character of Clay that she knows. So now she's like really irritated. Jade gets a text from Eden asking if they can meet at Clay's house. And she knows something is up when her dad mentioned seeing Eden, but they got no invitation to go down to the boat docks with Eden, because remember, Eden didn't text them back. When she gets to Clay's later, Eden's not there, and she voices if they should have told Eden about keeping the relationship a secret from her dad, and he looks really nervous, but he says that it shouldn't matter and he thinks that it would be okay. Eden shows up and Jade immediately knows something is wrong. Jade starts crying when Eden says that she had to do this in person and not by a text. Eden continues by saying they can't have a real relationship with all of the lies between the three of them. The first is that Jade and Clay are lying to Jade's dad, and the second being the fact that Jade and Eden saw each other for weeks before the three of them got together without telling Clay. And the last being that she and Clay downplayed their relationship. He wasn't just Eden's client. They were in a full-on committed relationship and in love.
Holy shit.
Jade begs for her not to do this, but Clay tells Jade to just drop it. When Eden makes up her mind about being done with people, it usually happens. Eden and Clay get into a fight until Jade snaps. She grabs her stuff and calls them both cowards and that they deserve each other since they never want to risk anything for others they love. And then she goes home. Because Jade is just like crying, being like, you guys, we can work this out. I know. And they're just like, fuck you. No, fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
It's been 3 days since their fallout, and Eden stepped foot into Salacious and told Emerson she doesn't want the job and she doesn't want to be Madam Kink anymore. He asks if she's okay and why, and she says that she's tired of juggling multiple lives. He hugs her, and she admits that she has a son and she'd never told anyone. And he's not mad at her. He just tells her that she can disclose whatever she wants. It's her life.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to share it. She doesn't have to.
I agree. Especially with her line of work.
Exactly, yeah.
She asks if that's a determining factor for her not getting the job because she has a kid. And he's like, no, I literally made the position for you. I would only fill the spot if it were for you. She says that she'll take the job if she can work from home and have holidays with her kid. And he's like, I don't care. Do whatever you want. So she accepts the job. Jade is sulking at home when her dad arrives. She finally puts on her big girl pants though and is like, I need to move out. I need to figure stuff out on my own. And he's like, okay, what's this all about? And she's like, I saw someone, I got hurt. Like, I need to do this by myself. Like, I can't rely on you forever. And he's like, okay, well, if this man keeps hurting you, I'm going to fire him.
Oh.
And she's like, what? He's like, yeah, you guys aren't that subtle. So I don't want the details. Give love a chance. Try to figure it out with him. But if he hurts you, I'm going to kill him.
As a dad should.
Period, daddy.
And they've been having sex in every room in that office. And daddy knew about it this whole time.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yucky. He just carries a can of Lysol everywhere. Yeah. He said, oh, my daughter.
The next day, Clay storms into the office past Jade and goes straight to Will's desk. He tells Will that he's in love with his daughter and rambles on and on about how they kept it a secret, but she deserves more. And Will's like, shut the fuck up for a second. Jade already told me and I already knew.
It's like, I'm not dumb.
Will tells him the only person that he should be apologizing to is Jade since she cried all weekend long. Clay goes to his office where Jade is waiting and she tells him that she loves him too. Because she overheard the whole conversation.
Oh, beautiful.
They hug each other and both admit that they miss Eden, but at least they have each other. It's been 1 week on the new job and everything for the big event is being finalized. Eden has 2 extra tickets for Clay and Jade, but hasn't talked to them still. Later that night, she sends an I'm sorry text to their group chat and then dozes off. Jade and Clay wake up to the text and Clay lets Jade handle it while he makes coffee. She lets Eden basically have it in this text message saying that she crushed them and now needs to prove that their hearts will be okay with her and then she can have them back. Clay reads it and tells her that he's very proud of her and she kisses him.
His mouth moves from my lips down to my neck and I feel his cock start to stiffen between us. He grinds himself against me with a groan and I work his sweatpants down. Taking one leg under his arm, he slips my panties to the side and thrusts inside me. I gasp when he slides in as far as he can go.
Then their phones chime and they pause. Clay reads the text pretty much saying if they accept the invite coming in the mail later today, she'll prove it to them. And then they just continue fucking like rabidly afterwards because they heard from her and it's that part was so weird.
They're like, Eden,
yeah. Later that day, they get their invites and they both agree that they want to go. It's Saturday. The two of them still have not shown up to the party and Eden is stressing out. She says hi to Maggie, who's in town for the party, when Emerson gets on stage to say a little speech about Salacious and how lucky they are to have Eden joining the management team. She gets on stage to say thank you and yada yada for all the opportunities that she has going there when her babes show up and they're looking hot as fuck.
Her babes.
Babes! Once she's free from the crowd after her speech, she finds them and again apologizes. She begs for them to follow her to the room so they can talk, and they agree. She doesn't lead them to her room, though. She takes them to the voyeur room with the throne. I don't know if you remember that one.
I do.
And then sits on the ground in front of it, telling them she's theirs tonight and they can do whatever they want with her.
What an apology.
Clay loosens his tie, asking if she knows her safe words, and she says, yes, sir. They both take on like a full dom role with only Eden as the sub, and they make her crawl to them, kissing Jade's shoes. Clay allows Eden to undress him and then allows her to give him head.
You want to get it hard for me, don't you? Her tongue peeks out to lick her lips. Yes, sir. Then go ahead. Then she grips the length in her hand and brings it to her mouth. Gazing up at me, she closes her lips around the head of my dick, and I let out a moan. That's it, I say with encouragement. Get me nice and hard with those perfect lips of yours.
Then he takes control and starts fucking her mouth until he comes down her throat. Then they make Eden undress Jade, and Jade goes to the throne, giving Eden permission to eat her out.
Reaching to hook her fingers around Jade's panties, she swiftly drags them down Jade's legs until she's naked for her. Then Eden gazes up at Jade as she kisses her way back up her legs. When she reaches the top, I watch as Eden drags her tongue through Jade's cunt, moaning as she makes her way to her clit and sucking so hard, Jade starts to writhe. She reaches down and takes Eden by the back of the head and holds her there.
Clay strokes himself while he watches all of this, and then he goes behind Eden and tells her that she can't come until he says so, and then he shoves his dick into her. They all come at the same time as a crowd is gathered behind the glass. But Jade's not done with her. She tells Eden to go get the strap on so she can fuck her.
Get it nice and wet for me, I say in a confident command. Licking her lips, she drops to her knees and takes the shaft into her mouth, slathering it with her saliva until it's glistening.
She stops Eden and makes her crawl on her lap and then watches as Eden sits down. It's the most turned on Jade has ever been. As Eden fucks herself, Clay stands behind her and strokes her hair, and Jade knows that they're whole again.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. They both agree Eden is allowed to come, but Clay knows she likes a bit of pain, so he grabs one of the candles and drips hot wax onto her chest. Then he does it to Jade, and they like squish their breasts together as he's just pouring like hot wax down them, and then Eden finally comes.
That'll do it.
I've never tried this. I'm too scared.
Me neither.
No, I mean, I've shoved my finger in a candle before.
But yeah. But to have it to like drip on you, I feel like would be like...
But the pain goes away like instantly.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like hot things.
I also do not enjoy hot things, but I don't know. Is it like a specific candle or you can do it with any candle?
I want to say any candle.
Yeah, I think you could do it with anyone, but I think there are like specific ones that are like easier to drip.
Oh. Sex candles.
After everyone comes down from their orgasms, they give Eden her aftercare and she offers for them to come back to her house to shower and stay the night. They're reunited as a happy couple again, and the next morning she leaves them asleep in her bed to make coffee. She thinks about how she's always been Madam Kink somewhere inside, even while being Eden and also while being Nina. So her original name is Nina.
Oh, Nina.
We're in our epilogue part one. All three are married. There's two new babies.
Oh, wow.
And then we're in our epilogue part two. Jack is 20 years old and moving to Paris to work at the club for Ronan. Eden and Jade and Clay are happy for him. The end.
Wow.
Jack, the child.
Wow.
Well, he's 20 now, but
that's a little weird.
So Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I liked this one. I really liked it. I think I agree with Jenna. 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Clay is sexy?
So, yeah. He's an honest man. He's an honest man, mostly.
No, not really.
He's trying. He's trying.
Would you trade places with Eden and or Jade?
Maybe. Maybe if I could be like Eden.
Yeah.
I bet she makes bank.
Oh, hell yeah. I bet she has money.
All right. So next week we're telling Riley all about Married to the Alien Cowboy by Ursa Dax. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
So she's on a horse.
We've got a buff man that has long blue hair.
Why don't you, like, take a little look at his jean situation?
What's he got going on right around his little jeans?
Does he have a tail? What is that?
And maybe double check the horse.
Oh, that's not just a horse. Okay, guys. It is a creature that is mimicking a horse. And this man has a tail of sorts. But I think she's going to stumble upon this land, maybe be shipped to this planet. Who knows? Wait, let me look at her again. Is she human? Okay, yeah, she's human. So I think she's going to stumble upon this, like, tribe. Possibly she's going to be shipped there. Or she's going to travel there. Maybe for research. Who knows? But no, she's married to him. He's going to buy her of some sort, okay? Or they're going to fall in love. I don't know how, though. But she's going to then become part of his tribe, and they are going to live a fruitful life. They may have to fight someone, because the horse, for some reason, the horse creature makes me think that, like, they're warriors of sorts, you know? Where am I at?
All right.
Hot, cold?
You're, like, lukewarm.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
There's like, some dribbles of warm water in there.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.